You could read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts could tell.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And our destination today is only about 3 hours up the road to Asheville, North Carolina. So that's an easy ride right up the road, Dr. Bill.
It's a great ride for some lot of good food and a lot of good activity.
Yeah, we had a really great time there. And when we went, we really were on the mission of checking out the culinary scene because we'd heard so much about the great restaurants and the great food items that are coming out of Asheville. So we wanted to take a look and give a try to some of all the different restaurants that were coming out.
It's true. I mean, Asheville's the center place where things go from garden to table or farm to table. They've really set that in place. And you have a lot of organic markets up there, a lot of organic farms, and it makes for great food and you have a high concentration of people. So you have a lot of innovative chefs coming up there, pushing a lot of great new product out to the public.
Well, what restaurant really stood out for you?
They were all good, and they were different in different aspects. But one of the restaurants that I really liked was a restaurant known as Karate, which is run by a young, energetic chef named Chef Katie.
Well, Chef Katie Button is really, really phenomenal. I mean, she is a very young chef, and she has already received a lot of attention, you know, because of her training and also because of the creative dishes and menu items that she's coming out with over at Karate. I mean, she's phenomenal.
She is. This is a tapas restaurant, which means they're small little dishes, so you can eat good variety and have small amounts so you don't get full.
Well, yeah, I really like the tapas restaurants because you can try so many different things and you don't have to worry about overeating and you get a lot of different taste in. And this Spanish tapas bar that she started is really a family-owned business because her mom and her dad also work with her, as well as her husband.
Well, they do, and you can see the footprint of the family throughout everything they have there. The ingredients are really fresh, they're local, and it has, you know, the southern national animal, which I call the pig, served in its best form, which is ham.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
The only other way to serve it would be bacon, right? My favorite. But now, you know, another thing too about her that I was really surprised too is just her background. She studied chemical and biomolecular engineering at Cornell.
She did. She basically started off as, you know, as a techno nerd. And then she went from that area into food and brought a tremendous amount of energy. But the thing that's incredible about this is the way she's organized the restaurant. And it's the food experience, just being in the restaurant itself. You have great food going around. There's fresh-made sangria. I mean, the whole event from the drinks to the food is just incredible.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And, you know, the other thing, too, about her is that the James Beard Rising Star Chef nomination, she has been nominated a couple of times, and she's been a semifinalist for 3 consecutive years. I mean, she's awesome. And, you know, we had a chance to talk with her, so I'd like to share some of that conversation now. And one of the first things that I asked her was, what is your inspiration for your menu items?
Well, you know, they're all based in traditional Spanish and traditional Spanish food. That's what we do here. We're a Spanish tapas restaurant. I think it's really important to be true to your concept. And so I'm not trying to, you know, you'll see influences in the salads from what we have available seasonal. We've got local asparagus, so we're serving that with romesco sauce. Like, those are the influences on the region, but they're all coming very firmly based in Spain. And this one, you know, ajo blanco is a really traditional soup from the south of Spain. It's traditionally served with grapes. We twist it a little bit by, you know, changing the way the grapes are presented, adding the crab, you know, bringing it up a little bit. But in the end, it's very traditional.
I also asked her what's next for them.
So Nightbell, we opened it in February of this year. It's a bar and it's focused on American food. So finally doing, you know, a little bit more of my culture and original history and background, which I was really excited about doing. So we're doing kind of modern twists on classic American bar food and really elevating what bar food, what you think of as that. And we have an amazing pastry dessert program that we put a lot of interest in. I took a lot of the things I learned at El Bulli and put it into our pastry dessert program. So there's some really wild, interesting things there. But in a few weeks, we're going into phase 2 of that place, which is to expand the menu and turn it into a full-on restaurant, late-night bar as well, but with a full dining restaurant experience and menu. When we first opened, it turned out perfect to transition via a bar because it's a lot to try to run 2 restaurants.
She is just phenomenal, and karate is definitely a must. So when in Asheville, you must put karate on your list of places to go to. You'll love the dedication that they're using to the local ingredients, staying true to the Spanish food culture. And it's also, as I mentioned earlier, family-owned, and I really, really like that about it. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about Asheville and all of the great culinary delights that you can have while visiting Asheville. Now, Doc Bill, there was another restaurant we liked, too. That was Rue Bar, and you have Chef John Fleer, who's over there as executive chef, and he is doing wonderful things as well. What John is doing is including Native American culture and cuisine into his foods. Now, he shared with us how he's working with those ingredients, so let's take a listen.
Sort of one of my goals for this restaurant is to explore that even more. Some of those things have become absorbed into our sort of native indigenous produce. You know, sunchokes, you know, was a big Cherokee food source. And, you know, those have always, for me, they've always been a source for food. Our coffee is actually produced, roasted by a woman in Cherokee. Her whole story, her whole hook, I guess, is from one indigenous tribe to another indigenous tribe. So she's a native Cherokee, and the name of the coffee is Tribal Grounds.
Well, that was great. I mean, it was really great talking with Chef John, and they're the only restaurant that's actually pouring Tribal Grounds coffee. Now, you can purchase it, but they're the only ones that you can go right to the restaurant and have some Tribal Grounds coffee right with your dessert. It was a wonderful, wonderful interview. Now, there are so many chefs that are doing so many great things in Asheville, but we just chose these two. But when you go, really do a little bit of research, all different kinds of foods that you can try in Asheville. We even tried some Indian food. We had a bunch of Continental food. We also went to one of the breweries. So we did a lot of different food tastings while we were there. So great foods are definitely in Asheville, so check it out when you go. We're wrapping up and coming down to the end of this segment. Just want to mention to everyone, always make sure and check out our website at travelbagswithanita.com, as well as like us on our Facebook page so you can keep updates with us, as well as you can find out things that are going on, where we're going, different destinations, and also there may be some contests that are coming up as the summer rolls along. Hey, and I just got a Facebook message where someone is asking about the restaurants in Asheville. Are they street restaurants? Are they food trucks? Or just what type of restaurants did Doc Bill and I have all of this great food? Well, the restaurants that we went to, most of them you can walk in without reservations. Many of them that you do need reservations. Karate, you definitely need reservations there. One reason is very, very busy. Rue Bar as well, you need reservations there. And the Indian restaurant, Chai Panay, has a great menu, and you can walk right in and get some great Indian food there. So I definitely recommend, if you go to Asheville, definitely put culinary tour on your list of things to do. Thanks very much for that Facebook question. We love getting those questions. We like getting ideas of things that you're interested in. So please make sure and like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com. And then type in Travel Bags with Anita. When we come back, we are going to talk about accommodations and great places to stay when visiting Asheville. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Yeah.